This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
And they called it puppy love.
37 minutes after 4 o'clock in Central Virginia, this is Coy Barefoot. So happy to be back with you here on Rose Hill Drive. Been down for the count, a little sick. Still a little sick, but getting over it and delighted to be feeling better. It's 58 degrees in Central Virginia on this lovely, tiny little Friday. I'm glad you're here.
And they called it puppy.
Coming up in the next hour, we'll talk live with local Dr. Greg Gelbard in studio. Get his thoughts on healthcare reform in America. What needs to be done and what's likely to get done. Just a reminder, tonight we have a search training at the Jefferson Room at the Cavalier Inn. It's search headquarters for Morgan Harrington, still missing. Such a tragic, tragic local story here that's gotten international coverage. Morgan's parents and Ed Smart, the father of Elizabeth Smart, will both they will be here tonight at Thursday o'clock at 7 p.m. Today at 7 p.m. at the Cavalier Inn for special training. There will be a search conducted this weekend, and they are taking any volunteers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting at 9 a.m., and they need your help. You can get more information at findmorgan.com. It was 1942, and Adolf Hitler had the world clenched in his fist. Nothing, it appeared, could save the Jews of Europe. Many of the Jewish refugees who had already found safe haven in America were eager to serve in the armed forces of their adopted homeland, but were seemingly helpless to stop the persecution of their overseas families, some of whom now languished in concentration camps. As the war dragged on, a few Jewish refugees in the U.S. Army made the dangerous decision to make the fight against Hitler personal, and they joined a newly formed Office of Strategic Services. The new book is They Dared Return. That is also the website, theydaredreturned.com. Author Patrick O'Donnell is a military historian, the author of 5 previous books, including the award-winning Beyond Valor and the highly acclaimed account of the Battle of Fallujah, We Were One. Patrick O'Donnell joins us on the long line. Patrick, how are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for having me on the air.
Absolutely. So tell me first, when you heard about this story and when you realized, oh my goodness, there's a book here.
Well, I was in the National Archives and I was fishing around for material on my third book called Operatives, Spies, and Saboteurs, which is an oral history of the OSS. And I ran across these agent files that I thought were really interesting. And it had, you know, several men that were in American uniform. And then they were dressed as Nazis. And I was like, wow, this is really interesting. What's going on here? And I found out that one of the team members is still alive, Frederick Mayer, and he lives up in West Virginia. And I called up Fred and I interviewed him. And this is about 6 years ago. And I was just absolutely blown away by his story. I mean, this is a guy that escaped Nazi Germany and then parachuted back behind the lines. And then, you know, did some absolutely amazing things like blow up 26 trains, you know, got information on Hitler's bunker. And, you know, it all seemed so fantastic until I found the original mission report in the archives and all kinds of other corroborating evidence. And I was like, wow, this is one of those books that I always wanted to write.
We're talking with Patrick O'Donnell. The new book is They Dared Return. It's the untold story of Jewish spies behind the lines in Nazi Germany. It's 20 minutes until 5 o'clock. So, Patrick, who were these guys?
They're still alive. 3 of the 5 Jewish 5, that's who I call them, are American citizens that are still alive to this day. Fred Mayer lives in West Virginia. Hans Winberg, his best friend that he's had for 65 years, lives in Amsterdam, Holland. And Baron Stevens, who had his own mission, is alive in L.A., and, you know, they are just some of the most extraordinary people I've ever interviewed. I've devoted half my life to World War II, at least, I've interviewed about 3,000 veterans of the Second World War, and these guys are some of the most extraordinary people I've ever met.
This Office of Strategic Services that would put Jewish, American Jewish soldiers behind the lines in Nazi Germany, whose idea was this? Where'd it come from?
Well, it wasn't the OSS's idea, actually. These guys were dedicated to going back and dedicated to sort of changing the course of the war in some way, in some small way, and maybe even trying to liberate their families. I mean, they were motivated, and then finally motivated out of revenge. I mean, they were just really gung-ho on taking the fight to Hitler. And they all volunteered for the army first, and then each one of them found out or heard about the OSS, and they got into something called the German Operational Group, which is a sort of a Dirty Dozens commando team made up of about 30 refugees and all kinds of cats and dogs, people that were from all over Eastern Europe that, you know, they spoke German, for one, and just, you know, one of my Bernstein has told me, like, I've never met a more eclectic group of desperados in my life. Everybody was nuts, but I completely fit in. And that's what it was like. I mean, these guys were just absolutely dedicated to getting back behind the lines. And it's sort of funny. You know, but basically the OSS builds up this German operational group as a Green Beret team. Before there was any Green Beret teams, these guys were kind of the precursor, and they're very high speed. They go through all kinds of training and everything else, and they go across the Atlantic, and the ship drops them off the wrong port, and nobody knows who these guys are because the OSS is a secret organization.
Oh, gosh.
So the person in charge of the port, a commanding general, thinks, well, hey, these guys are parachute qualified. We need more troopers in the 82nd Airborne Division. We're going to throw them in there. And these guys, they were not having it at all. Their mission was to go back behind the lines and, you know, into Nazi Germany. They had trained for it. This has been, they were absolutely bound and determined, and they literally mutinied from the German operational group within that aspect of the OSS, got in a Jeep, drove about 50 miles and found another OSS headquarters and joined something called secret intelligence. And these men became spies or secret agents that dropped behind the lines in undercover. And, you know, to maintain their cover, they chose different identities. And I think, you know, Fred Mayer is the most interesting example of it. He's still alive. He impersonated a German officer and gathered, you know, used that disguise to gather human intelligence.
Amazing.
Very important.
What a story. We're talking with award-winning author and military historian Patrick O'Donnell. His previous books include Beyond Valor, The Brenner Assignment, We Were One, about the Battle of Fallujah. His new book is They Dared Return, online at theydaredreturn.com. It's the untold story of Jewish spies behind the lines in Nazi Germany, and we will be giving away a free copy of the book in just a few minutes. So, Patrick, they finally managed to get behind the lines. They're undercover in Nazi Germany. Were they in communication with each other? Were they in the same town, or were they all spread out?
The five were broken up into three separate missions, Operation Greenup, Operation Dillon, and Operation Dania. Operation Greenup is straight out of the movie Where Eagles Dare. They jump on the side of a 3-mile-high glacier. And the pinpoint had to be absolutely flawless on the side of this drop zone, quote, if you want to call it a drop zone. It's a glacier that's 3 miles up. And if they parachute, if the plane drops them off literally a couple hundred yards to the left or right, they're going to fall off a cliff and die. But luckily, the pilot was one of the best, and he navigated it perfectly through all these canyons, through the Brenner Pass and through everything else, and got past flak batteries and enemy aircraft and dropped the team right in a pickle in the barrel, essentially. They landed on the side of this glacier, which was chest-deep snow that they had to wade through for about 5 hours. And then they made their way to an abandoned alpine hut. And then Fred Mayer told me the most scary part of the mission, which is amazing, is they had to figure out a way to get from the top of the glacier to the bottom. and they found a small mountain village, and an individual had a Santa Claus-like sled. That's how he described it to me, which had these like large horns that came out, and the team literally got inside the sled and sledded down a mile-long glacier. The sled hit 60 speeds of over 65 miles an hour, and they could have wiped out at any point. And luckily, they made it down. They were with it. With another thing that's just absolutely astonishing about this book is the three teams were each coupled with German deserter volunteers. And what that means is these were German officers or enlisted men that fought in the German army and then became Allied prisoners of war and then volunteered, essentially, to become Allied agents. So it's absolutely incredible. You have German guys, German soldiers that fought on the Russian front being coupled with Jews. You know, they're supposed arch enemy, and the teams are incredibly strong and do some absolutely amazing things.
What a story. The book is They Dared Return. That's also the website, theydaredreturned.com. We're talking with author Patrick O'Donnell. Patrick, it's really interesting because this is a period in American history, and a lot of folks who, you know, maybe if you were born since then, you might not know this, but Jews were very much discriminated against in America as you know, in the 1940s and even in the service.
Well, I mean, what was striking was that that discrimination began for Fred Mayer when he was a teen, and he was confronted by the local tough guy in the Hitler Youth, who called him a dirty Jew. And Fred's the kind of guy, even to this day, he's 89 years young, that doesn't shy away from a fight. And he literally flattened this guy right there, then and there. And then, unfortunately, the family kind of became marked. And, you know, they left Germany, luckily, right before the war and came here. And then when he tried to join the army, it took him literally 6 months after Pearl Harbor just to get in. And because he was classified as an enemy alien. Because he had fled, you know, he was a refugee, so to speak, but then became a naturalized U.S. citizen.
We're talking with Patrick O'Donnell. The new book is They Dared Return. Were any of the guys successful in reaching members of their family or in literally saving some direct members of their family?
No. I mean, perhaps the most incredible part of the book is the missions. In some ways, one of the missions was a complete and utter failure because they landed in Yugoslavia and literally had to walk for five weeks on foot back to Italy. The other two missions were successful in, even after they were captured, turning the tables on their captors and convincing them to surrender tens of thousands of Nazi troops. But what happened is, you know, they weren't able to really savor the victory. These men all kind of came back together in Vienna, Austria, and you know they're raising their glasses to a toast, and then word comes in that nearly all their families were sucked up into the Nazi system, and were systematically executed in Hitler's concentration camps.
My God!
For instance, Hans Winberg lost his mother, his father, his brother, and his sister at Auschwitz. I mean, that's just how painful, you know, this whole thing was. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, these guys went home and they hung up their uniforms and never really talked about it again. Because this is an extremely painful time for them. Yeah. And they still to this day are very, very self-effacing and humble. They're not, you know, this generation today would have made this thing into a reality TV show cash in on it. These guys are not like that at all.
Well, they're true heroes. What a story. It's really amazing. And, of course, what's the relationship now between that Quentin Tarantino film, Inglourious Basterds? Is that just the really totally made-up version based on a true story, the super fictionalized account of your book?
I think he could have actually taken some of that from this story. The kernel of it, of men that, you know, escaped Nazi Germany and then decide to go back. The one thing that does ring true with the movie in this book is there's one scene in that movie that just brought me back to the book. when they're in that bar in the movie where they're sitting around a table and drinking with a bunch of Nazis. That is exactly what happened in my book. We had Fred Mayer impersonate a German officer, and he literally went into an officer's casino, they called it, which was a convalescence or rest home for recuperating officers that were recovering from their war wounds, and he was raising his glass to, you know, the Third Reich, and somebody looked over at him and said, "You look like a spy." And he just, you know, gave him the look like, "What are you, crazy?" And he smiled. Fred has a signature smile that exists to this day. And, you know, the man then proceeded to get drunk and talked about how he was an engineer on Hitler's bunker in Berlin.
Wow.
And Fred took in all the information, and then it was transmitted back to OSS headquarters through Hans Windberg, who was hiding in an attic with an SR-300 radio that transmitted all that stuff in signal back to OSS headquarters. And it's like, you know, it's such a fantastic story. You wonder if it's true. And then I found the original document, which was a radio transmission from 1945 that had the exact same material in it.
Amazing. Wow.
Absolutely incredible.
So they truly helped to win this war.
They, in their own small way, did it, made a difference. And that's what the book's about. It's about individuals, ordinary guys, that, you know, somehow changed the course of things, changed the course of destiny, you know, that was supposed to, things that were supposed to be, but a small individual, small individuals in this case, changed that course. And I think that's what makes it so amazing and heroic.
The book is They Dared Return, The Untold Story of Jewish Spies Behind the Lines in Nazi Germany, a true and gripping account of what went on behind the lines in Germany as Jewish refugees returned to take the fight to Adolf Hitler. An amazing story by award-winning author and military historian Patrick O'Donnell. The book is They Dared Return. It's online at theydaredreturn.com. Patrick, thanks for joining us. Fantastic story.
Thanks so much for having me.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.